The Elder Walk and Talk was held Friday morning and began on the Prince George City Hall steps, where about 100 people gathered to hear and offer words of healing, respect and support for residential school survivors as they were honored on the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. There were many speakers, including elders, chiefs, and volunteers, who gave words of encouragement before those who were able to walk made their way down George Street towards Cottonwood Island Park to gather for a healing ceremony and drumming for those who survived the residential schools. This is a time for residential school survivors to speak, to heal and to let go of the past and look to the future, Ivan Paquette, elder and a founding member of the UHNBC Drummers Group, said. Cassie French was one of many in the crowd who came to honor the survivors and remember those who were lost. This is an opportunity to hear firsthand what we were never taught in school, although it was a big part of our history, French said. So to hear what residential school survivors will share today just makes it more real. During the opening ceremonies of the event, there was much singing and drumming while smudging took place throughout the crowd. To honor the elders, everyone who wished received a rose to remember those who never returned from residential schools, as well as to honor survivors.